Welcome to From the AD's View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. On today's show, we have a very special guest, Mr. Riley Hernandez. Coach Hernandez is a former head men's basketball coach at Williston State College, and he's currently the head men's basketball coach at Seward County Community College in Kansas. Let's bring on Coach Hernandez.
Dr. Brown, thanks for having me.
Hey, Riley, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just getting back from the Final Four and getting locked in here, being able to start getting this recruiting process fully off the ground now.
Absolutely. Speaking of recruiting, Riley, what's the JUCO recruiting process like in a few words?
Oh, man, wide ranging, wild. Man, there's just a lot of options.
Okay. The Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference. What about it, man?
Man, deep, special, historic. There's so many ways to describe it, but beautiful is probably number one.
Absolutely. And then finally, Coach, what about the state of college basketball right now? How special is that?
Yeah, it's ever changing. I think it's pro student and pro student athlete. And it's really a big adaptation right now in our world.
Absolutely. These topics and more on From the AD's View. Let's get it. Welcome back to the show. And before we bring back Coach Hernandez, I'd like to thank God, who is the head of my life, and give honor to him for all the things that he has allowed me to do thus far in my career. Thankful for allowing me to be a father, a husband, a professional in a business that I absolutely love and have a passion for. And I'm just thankful for everything that he's provided me with. Now let's bring back Coach Hernandez.
Amen.
Riley, brother, we met in Phoenix this past, a few weeks ago, and I had an opportunity to, kind of sit down and meet you and chop it up with you and your assistant and things like that. And the one thing that I can say, Riley, is that you have a breath of energy that coaches claim that they have. But, I watched you after I met you, Riley, and I watched you, and we were, one evening we were around each other, and then the next, day we were around one another. And I'm impressed, young man. I mean, you bring a breath of energy to the game of college basketball. And I just wanted to let you know that. My grandmother always told me, man, give people their flowers while they're here. And Riley Hernandez, you are a hot young coach in this business, and you bring a lot of energy for student athletes. So I just wanted to give that to you, man, and give you those props and let you know that.
No, thank you. I will say one thing. It's just about being consistent, be the same person up 20, down 20, and be the same person in this life, no matter who you meet and where you are. And really, it's about enjoying your life, enjoying this ride. And as you said, being able to give glory to God and your opportunity that you get every day.
And Coach, you've been in the game for a while, a young coach up and rising. You were the head men's you were an assistant at Williston State College, and then you became the head men's basketball coach there. And I think you had like a 5-year stint there. And now you transition over to Seward County Community College in that tough, tough Kansas Jayhawk Conference. I was in Region 24 at Lakeland College with Vincennes and Johnny Logan and Wabash Valley you know, and Olney Central, you know, those are two really, really tough conferences. And if you go down southeast and you go down to the Panhandle, or if you go, you know, down south, you know, central the United States, down south to East Texas. I was at Trinity Valley Community College. You have Navarro, you have Blinn, you know, you have all those schools there. But then you go out to West Texas and you, you know, and you have all the schools in West Texas. Tell me, Coach Riley, what is the JUCO process? How do you, when you're looking for those student athletes that come in, that will be game changers, that'll be ambassadors in your community there, you know, in Seward County, what's your JUCO recruiting process? What's that look like?
Yeah, you know what? I would say, you know, I'd say again, as we're talking about consistency, it's consistent as a team, as a group. You know, we really focus on five things. First of all is faith. You got to be rooted in some type of faith. This life gets long, it gets wild, it gets crazy at points, and you got to be able to have a root, and you got to be rooted in your faith. And, you know, from there, you got to be able to stay connected to your family, or be able to grow a family. Family's blood, family's also those people around you that care about you at an unconditional level. So that your faith, your family, then your physical, mental well-being is a focus of ours. Being able to make sure that you're in the right space physically, obviously, to compete on the floor and compete in the Jayhawk, of course. And then mentally, being able to be in the right space there, taking care of yourself, also being able to take care of those other people around you and stay consistent with your family, with your faith. And that's a mentality thing. That's a mental thing. And then school, you got to be able to take care of school. You got to be willing. If you're willing, there's great stuff that can happen, and we can help you be a lot more capable of high achieving and excellence in the classroom. And then it's basketball. Then it's, you know, where is your heart at in it? Do you love it? Is it sun up, sun down? Is it on your best day? Is it on your worst day? Are you still getting up for more?
Right, right. And, you know, I've gone through that process that you're going through now, and you bring in young men, and, you know, you and your coaching staff have watched film. You've went to events. You've seen them live. You may have, if you're recruiting them directly out of high school, you've went to a couple of games. You've done your homework, right? Yeah. What do you present, Coach Hernandez, to those student athletes that tells them that, you know, the area around Seward Community College is a place for them, and you're hoping to keep them for 2 years, right? So that they matriculate through, and then you move them on to their 4-year school. What are some of the things there at Seward County that help attract high quality student athletes to your program?
Yeah. You know, I think, when you look at it all, it's, the community. Our community is very, very, very committed to excellence, very committed to our student athletes, very loving. You know, our attendance is great. Pre-COVID, it was above 1,200 per home game. Since COVID, it's kind of dipped a little bit, and we've moved it up to about a little over 800, closer to 1,000, and on some high points and some homecoming and some different events at that 1,200 mark range. So being able to let our guys know that this community is one that cares, and man, it's awesome to play in front of a crowd. It's awesome when basketball matters to a community. You can't go anywhere without being stopped and being asked questions. And, you know, that's on your best days. That's on your worst days. You might have made a shot to win a game, and you might have made the wrong choice to lose one. And you might end up hearing about that in Walmart. You might end up hearing about that at the Freddy's, the Sonic, right, across the street. Right. So it's unique. It's getting you ready for the NCAA space, because those communities, they care, it matters. And it's awesome that we have that here. And it's school basketball, and it's our community. So you got to be able to kill it in the classroom, got to be able to kill it in the community. And then obviously when that ball jumps up, you got to be relentless to be able to be successful in the Jayhawk.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Jayhawk, right, we alluded to it a little bit earlier, today, Coach Hernandez, and a tough conference, right? Historic, as you said before in the opener, right? Because you have Hutchinson, you know, community college that is where the NCAA, the NJCAA Division One national tournament occurs. And I had an opportunity to experience that when I was at Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Missouri, under Corey Tate, who's now the associate head coach at St. Louis University. It is something like I've never experienced in my life, right? I mean, when you walk into Hutchinson's gym, it is unbelievable, right? And you get to play in that gym at least once a season, right? And if you are blessed and fortunate to take your team out of, you know, your region and your district, then you get to play there for a national tournament. What's it like? What's that like, Coach? What is that Jayhawk conference like, night in, night out?
Yeah, it's a bear, but I would say, like you said, the tradition, the history, being fortunate, being at Williston State and bringing Williston State down from North Dakota to Kansas to the national tournament, got that taste back in 18-19 and got in. And yeah, it'll give you goosebumps. It's giving me goosebumps just thinking about it, just how amazing the opportunity is for those student athletes and the level of enthusiasm and the energy around it. It's so unique. And now being in here and being in the Jayhawk, you can understand that and you can see the consistency at Hutchinson Community College or how much the community there cares. And you get to see and feel that on a night in, night out basis when you go in there. But like you said, the national tournament is like nothing else. And a lot of that is what piqued my interest in coming down to Kansas, to the Jayhawk. And, you know, you see that and then you don't recognize how many more layers are. You understand it, or you know, hey, there's 13 teams and programs in the Division I space in the Jayhawk, but it's a different thing to live it when you're in there and you're night in, night out, you're on the road. And
right.
Man, it's the community based Kansas, the love for the community colleges in Kansas is amazing. There's 6-8 of them that just, I mean, the place is packed. And yeah, then you're on the other end where you step in the next night and you just, we're in a volatile environment. And then you're trying to get your student athletes ready for the next one and the next one and the next one. And it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming.
I know, Coach. It's
an amazing experience.
It's crazy. So, Coach, before we go to break, I just, because I'm starting to remember, right? You were at Williston State. Were you there, Coach, in 2011 and the 2011-2012 season? Were you there?
No, I would have just missed
that time as the assistant.
I came back right after that. Markel Curtis had a chance to hit a shot to push Williston State to the national tournament, had lost it. And then I showed up that following year.
Okay, so just a little snippet about that. In 2011-2012, I was a head men's basketball coach at Lakeland College, and we were out in Phoenix at the first ever what was the tournament called, Coach? The Fiesta Bowl Shootout.
Fiesta Bowl Shootout,
right? And Williston State came down from North Dakota. You had a guard at the time, about maybe 6'3", 6'4", and he was scoring buckets and buckets all year long, right? And they didn't have like the best record or whatever. They didn't have the best record, but they just played really, really hard, right? They played really hard. And we were ranked number like 12 in the country when we came out there, and it was us, and it was the team from and I should know this because that's from my Monroe College. Monroe College was the number one team in the country at that time. And everybody thought that we were going to meet in the championship game, right? But yeah. Williston beat us. Williston State beat us, and somebody beat Monroe College, right? Williston goes on the championship side. We go on the consolation side. We play Monroe College in the consolation championship game. They got all their kids from New York. I'm from New York. I got a point guard that went to play for Tubby Smith. He's from New York. Man, we beat them by 25. They had the 2 7-footers. We beat them by 25. But I remember, Riley, yes. I remember Williston State College had that kid. I don't know. What's his name? What's his name again?
Markel Curtis. He's from my hometown. He actually came out
in Markel Curtis. Yes, sir.
Went to Tulsa.
That young man played some basketball. Yes, went to Tulsa. That young man played some basketball. But it all came back to me, and I just
He was my assistant.
I remember that. But hey, okay. Yeah. Hey, stay with me, Coach. I know there's a little bit of lag in the show, but that's okay. Stay with me because I'm going to be right back, and we're going to talk more hoops and more college basketball. Awesome. You are watching From the AD's View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. We'll be right back after this break.
Renting is everything. It's style at your doorstep. Off the runway and into your closet. It's every trend you've been dying to try and every designer you've yet to discover. It's wearing it your way every time and making it count everywhere you go. It's never worrying about what to wear because something new is always coming your way. That's why renting is everything. New styles, top designers, all for a flat monthly fee. Start your subscription at renttherunway.com.
Slow roasted over hickory fire and pulled by hand. This is the way pit pork has always been done. Pulled pork lovers, rejoice. The smoky old days are back at the Smoke Shack. From the creative team that brought you The Browning Project and Dead by Morning comes a new thriller that will change the way you look at white-collar crime forever. Fallen from the Sky.
Water. It's everywhere. We drink it, we bathe with it, we cook with it. Coffee's made with water. Toilets won't flush without it. It's used for washing clothes, dishes, utensils, pots, pans, floors, and our teeth. Plants and crops need water. Animals drink it, and fish need it too. And don't forget, we can have a lot of fun in the water. Water. What will we do without it?
Welcome back to From the AD's View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. Before we get started and before we bring back Coach Hernandez, I want to talk a little bit about my book, How Black Men Overcome Racial Barriers in the Status Quo in NCAA Institutions, A Narrative Inquiry. I wrote the book because I wanted to give individuals that were seeking an opportunity to go into athletics administration the opportunity to look at some of the positives that are in the business, right? Even though there are sometimes some challenges that go on, and being a young man of color in athletics administration, there are some hurdles that you encounter, right? Real or perceived. And I wanted to make sure that as I went through the journey, that I shared that information, because, you know, shared information is powerful for others, right? And so you pay it forward. And the three themes that came out of writing the book were the benefits of role models, right? I have several role models in this business that really helped me, encourage me, and empower me to do the best work that I possibly can for our constituents, which are student athletes. The role model expectations, right? So when you get a role model, they have expectations of you. They have things that they want you to do, goals that they want you to meet. And so it's very important that you understand those expectations that those role models may have of you. And then finally, you know, just the barriers, right? And for me, some of the barriers were racial barriers, right? Some perceived, and there were some quite real racial barriers that I had to overcome. But the book is not based in negativity, right? It's positive tenets that helped me progress, right? And it was because of role models that did that. And you can get my book again. It is How Black Men Overcome Racial Barriers in the Status Quo in NCAA Institutions. It's a narrative inquiry. You can pick that book up at Amazon.com. If you'd like to have more information about From the AD's View, you can go to CedricMBrown.org. If you'd like to learn more about the services that I can provide to you, eligibility conversations, NIL conversations, guest speaking opportunities, go to CedricMBrown.org. And if you'd like to be a guest on From the AD's View, do the same thing. Go to CedricMBrown.org, and you can email me through that, and then we can have a conversation. From the AD's View is aired on Sunday evenings at 6:40 Central, 7:40 Eastern. And again, if you'd like to be a part of this, I'd love to have you, because I'd love to hear your point of view. Now let's bring back Coach Riley Hernandez. Coach Hernandez, one thing on this show, man, we're very transparent. We're open and honest. So you might have a little bit of a lag there. I'll wait to hear your response, and then we'll get through it, because, you know, in broadcasting, anything can happen, will happen. But my producers are professional to the nth degree, and they'll help us get through this. But hey, let's get back to the conversation. Well, when we left, we were talking about Williston State busting my bubble at the Fiesta Bowl shootout, you know, with Markel, who was giving us buckets on buckets on buckets. But hey, that was he was a remarkable young man. He was gracious in victory. And then he went on and played well in that tournament as well. And like you said, made a couple different buzzer beaters during that tournament. But Coach, let's turn back to the state of college basketball, man. You and I had a chance to chop it up in Phoenix at the Final Four. Where do you think the state of college basketball is right now, both from the men's side, from our side, Coach, and then from the women's side? Because Dawn Staley, you know, Kim Mulkey, they are getting it done over there on the women's side. So what say you to the state of college basketball right now, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's man, you're seeing some consistent programs, and you're seeing some consistency in rosters, and then you're seeing winning inside of that on both ends at the highest level. And then you kind of see everybody else just trying to figure it out right now. The you know, with NIL coming in and the transfer rules changing on the men's side, I'm not quite sure you could see the historic runs that you're seeing with students staying put and creating a long-term legacy at their institution like they are on the women's side. So you're seeing two real contrasts. I think the women's brand is as great as it's ever been. And on
absolutely
entertainment, there's so many stories that are being able to develop because of the consistency in some of those rosters. And then on the men's side, I think you're looking at something that maybe we're over swinging on, just with athletes being able to get paid and being able to be compensated for what they've been able to do at really, you know, and the money that's been brought in on the men's side at the level it's been. So I think you're seeing a little bit of overswinging there, and maybe that'll level off a little bit. But right now, the men's side seems a lot more like international professional play. And you could probably include junior college in that and the levels and being able to kind of grow up from there.
Absolutely. Because as junior college head coaches and assistant coaches, we do also recruit young men from overseas, right? Internationally.
Yes.
You know, I've had the pleasure of coaching young men from Africa, from Croatia, from Serbia, from Russia, you know, from different parts of the world, and bringing them over here. And the best part about it, Coach Hernandez, is that I was able, my staff was able, you were able, your staff is able to impact their lives positively, right? If there's an opportunity for them to get jobs here after they graduate from you and then go to the 4-year and then graduate there, and they can remain in the United States, most of those young people take the funds that they make from jobs here and they send those funds back home, and it makes and enriches the lives of their family. So, you know, Seward County Community Colleges, the Lakeland Colleges, the Vincennes Universities, they impact lives on such a global plane that it's, you know, something that, you know, we don't even think about. And let me ask you something else, Coach. What are some of the myths that you had to overcome with community college academics, community college athletics? What are some of those myths that you had to overcome to make individuals, families, and potential student athletes see that coming to a 2-year school is not a bad thing coming out of high school?
Oh man, yeah, that's a conversation that we run to. We don't run from. And you end up in a situation where a student athlete has some negative stigmas or thoughts about what junior college is, and same thing on their family side. And being able to get down, sit in their space, and be in front of them and let them know, I myself was a junior college student athlete, and the changes that went on in my life for that, and being able to let people know how little it has to do with academics. And I think now more than ever, that's showing through with the ability for people to move up and around in the Division I, the Division II space, and people understanding and starting to try to understand what junior college can do. Junior college is a real jump off point, like you said, globally, for student athletes to go anywhere in the country. You could go at any level in the country from junior college, and that includes Ivy League, that includes Patriot League. And so being able to tell that story, being able to shed light on that, has been a really, really important thing. And being able to get families to understand the structure, the stability, and the support that is provided in the community college space, and sometimes is much more familial than you'll ever find at any other level.
Sure. Sure, sure. And those are great points that you bring, Coach, and that, you know, it is familial. It is, we are family, right? We talk a lot about that, because when you come to a junior college, when you come to an area like Seward County, and you come to Mattoon, Illinois, at Lakeland College, or you go to Vincennes, Indiana, right? Those are huge changes. I mean, Coach, you and your family grew up in the Minneapolis area, right? You know, you come from that to small town USA, which those places are great, and they're meaningful, and they're lasting, right? They have a huge impact because that, you know, that rural, small community type, you know, one for all for one, those things are long lasting on young men and young women when they come to community colleges. Coach, before we close out, man, I usually ask my guest one question, and not to get really deep into it, but Coach, what does faith and what does spiritualness mean to you, Coach?
Yeah, it's the root. It's the root, and being able to stay rooted on your best days, on your worst days, and being able to stop back, reflect, and understand that God is love, and that no matter how it goes and where it goes, you've got to be appreciative for what you have, and that it is it's a man above.
I love that, Coach. I love that. And thank you for sharing that with me. Coach, if recruits are trying to get at you, man, that 7-footer out there, Coach, you know, that six wing man, that 6'3" lead guard, they trying to get in contact with you, Coach. How can they reach you?
Yeah, you know, it's I've got email through the college, and then my coach, Riley.Hernandez at gmail.com. And then probably social media. Social media has been great that way. At Coach Hernandez with an underscore. Those are probably the best ways to get a hold of me or reach out. And,
the underscore.
And then from there, we figure it out.
Well, hey, Riley Hernandez, like I said before in the beginning of the show, man, you are one of the up and comers, and you are your ball of energy. You're a positive force. Just in meeting you for that short period of time, it turned into this, right? Because I have to have you on my show. I appreciate you. And if there's anything that I can do for you, I know it's a family business. Your brother's an AD, you know, you're coaching. I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing for those young people out there, you know, and you're touching lives and you're making a difference. And, you know, the Hernandez family is a blessing to young people that come across their path. And I really appreciate you, brother.
No, thank you. I appreciate you. This has been a blast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're watching From the 80s View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. Before I leave, I always talk about one particular thing on the show. And the one thing that I want to talk about on the show today is family, right? Family is one of the most important things that you can have. You have the family that you were born into, and then you have the family that you choose, right? And as Coach Hernandez and I were talking, right, you heard in the conversation that family is an important thing, whether you're in a small rural town and, you know, in the United States of America, right? That becomes your family, right? There are opportunities for families in those communities to host student athletes and make them feel welcome, right? Sometimes there's an opportunity for you to be a part of a family that's inside the campus, whether it be student government or be some type of student organization, right? A sense of belonging is very important these days for young people. And, you know, if you have an opportunity to be a part of any type of program in college, whether it be athletics or it be student government or it be theater or, you know, any type of club or organization, take that opportunity to be a part of something, to find, you know, your niche that is, you know, within the organization or the institution that you're in. Because family is very important. This summer, I will be attending, I believe it's our 57th family reunion for Taylor Jamison Cooper Johnson's. And it's something that I look forward to every summer so that I can bring back, my family to our larger family and celebrate that. So family is very important. And I thank each and every one of you for supporting From the 80s View, supporting me. You can always see episodes of my show on my YouTube channel. Dr. Cedric M. Brown is my YouTube channel. And again, you can see us Sunday evenings at 6:40 Central, 7:40 Eastern for more open and honest conversations from the 80s View. Good night and God bless.